Martha Blaine. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the results from last year, the first year of open enrollment. How many people signed up?
Well, for the entire state of Texas, there were 733,757 people, which is a really good number. It's a really big number.
And I know your organization played a big role in helping people through providing what's known as navigators. So explain what navigators are, how they worked last time, and what they'll do this time around.
Navigators are paid professional people who help people understand first what insurance is, and then help them go into the online marketplace, and then help them enroll.
And so last year you had 13, is that right?
We had 13 navigators last year, and this year we'll have 15, and we cover 18 counties in North Texas.
That's a lot of work for 15 people.
It's sort of like circuit riders.
What did you learn from last year about the most efficient way to use navigators?
We found that the most efficient way is to actually have each person who wants some assistance call a phone number, and they get a private appointment, and our navigators then come to that individual in a public place that is private, and they bring the computer that's all encrypted, and then they spend whatever time is necessary with that family or that individual and help them do their application.
Now, this time around, is it mostly going to be new signups, additional signups from uninsured people, or is it going to be people with questions about their current policies and renewals?
It'll be both. Everyone who has a current policy will have received a renewal letter in the mail saying you can do, if you do nothing, you can keep the policy that you have. We recommend that people all go online and take a look, even if you have a current policy, because there are some changes, and you want to be sure that your choice for this year is your best choice. There's some changes in the income. There's some changes in the way people qualify for subsidies, and there's some changes in the actual insurance policies.
Last year, there were some serious technical challenges with healthcare.gov. There was a backlog, and many people, I remember, had to sign up on paper instead of online.
The system is much improved, we are pleased to say. And we have been using it year-round, even though it hasn't been open enrollment. For people who've had a life change event, like they got married, or they moved here from another state, or they changed employment and they no longer have employer insurance, we've been helping those people apply all year. And so we've watched as the system has improved. This year, right at the very beginning of the questions of the system, it asks you some very simple questions, and you answer those simple questions, and then it decides whether or not you can fill out a shorter, simpler form, or whether you need to do the full form. So a whole lot of people are going to be able to fill out a shorter, simpler form this year.
That's Martha Blaine. She runs the Community Council of Greater Dallas. Martha, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.